Gary Portelli's with us now. How are you, Gary?
Good, mate. I'm hoping to have a shock of myself.
Why is that?
You're a bad man. He's up against me in the last, mate.
Oh, yeah, you just want to...
cosmic powers, they've been tipping it everywhere.
You just go and stitch him up. That's all you got to do. Sebring Express. Get the money.
She'll go close. I'm sure that she, for the back of a trial of the day, she's ready to go. Yeah, it'll be interesting because Cosmic Powers looked pretty good winning at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
I was hoping to see it scratch a late scratching or something.
You know? That's right. You get the little Snowden doll out and start sticking pins in it. What's wrong with
what
Gary?
Gary, I've been doing it wrong all this year. I'll give you a call for now. I've got all these nasty ideas.
The strappers are looking and say the boss has gone mad.
I've only got $5 on something like to stop him, mate.
That'll be it. Now, your fillies had a nice trial at Randwick the other day, and before that another. She had the two good trials. I mean, beauties.
Yeah, both trials were really good. She had a lot of ability, you know, but she was the horse that Ian Padgett that fall off that day. She was, you know, she was coming along nicely to the race and she sort of changed directions, lost the rider, and then the next start she scrambled down the barriers with Timmy Clark, and I noticed when she came over the rise she changed legs and went to accelerate, and then she switched back on the other leg and looked really crabby in her action. When she cooled down she was quite sore, so we gave her a really good spell. Came back in and we had two nice trials and I was going to actually start her yesterday at Warwick Farm, and it was a real hot race, that race at Warwick Farm that Bjorn Baker won. So we thought we'd take on older horses with her and see how we go there, and we're running a pretty smart little horse in Cosmic Powers now.
Now, Ebenezer, you've run in race two. This has got a bit of ability as well. It ran third in the Victory Vein and ran a close-up fifth in the Piero. Had 16 weeks off, had the one run then, and then you tipped it out again. What was the 16-week break for after the Piero? Was it any particular depression?
Yeah, just for the owners to get over it, yeah. she actually ran really well in the first start, thought she had a lot of potential, and in the next start she got checked badly in the straight, and we gave her a spell. She came back in, and she just wasn't the same horse. She was getting amongst horses and laying in and wouldn't take runs and just went terrible. So I just thought, let's just give her a really good spell, let her get over it, let her grow. She's a late foaler. She's a late November foal. Give her plenty of time to get over it mentally. And I've just noticed this preparation, while she hasn't won yet, if we ride her up on the pace and she's got daylight, she seems to be better than when she's cluttered up behind horses. So, horses aren't machines, and sometimes things like losing your confidence in a race like she did at Rose Hill at a second start of the race can play on them, and it certainly did with her, I feel. She just hasn't been the same horse since, so we're just trying to get her confidence back and hopefully she can get that win today.
I noticed you put a tongue tie on her and you've taken the blinkers, the near side blinker off.
Yeah, look, she had a one-eye blinker on and I think that served its purpose up till now, and the jockeys are saying that she got to the front too early at Kembla last start. Unfortunately, the horse that led her into the straight gave up before the turn. So she was a sitting duck for the length of the straight. And she had the cup on the left side. I don't think she saw the horses coming. They were coming right down the outside fence. And she was only beating the head, but I don't think she saw them horses coming. So I thought, well, she's doing everything right now. If she sees them coming, she might kick a bit harder now. Ty Angle is on. He's a strong rider, and hopefully he can get the best out of her.
Was she getting her tongue back a bit with the reason for the tongue tie, or just precaution?
Just put that on just in case, because the last 50 of the last two runs hasn't been too strong. And I've just and actually Beanie Pagliarota last start said that she just let out a big breath when she was pulling up. So whether she's just playing with the tongue or something, I'm not sure. We're just putting on as a precautionary thing, because she's not coming back with the tongue over, but she just wasn't happy with her breathing. So we'll just try that. She's comfortable with it on, so we'll see how we go.
All right. Now, did Benny Mellum get his Gary Portelli doll out and stick pins into it when you said you're going to run her in the Moyer and Benny can't make the weight?
No, he knew all along that that was going to be the problem. And actually, I honestly thought when I found out, you know, or when we were given the permission or the slot in the Everest, that he'd be a million to one riding, and I thought we'd be looking for a jockey for both. But he's really really going to set himself the task of getting down and hopefully he can for his own sake and for the horse's sake. He knows her and the owner's sake, you know, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to race in a race like this.
I tell you what, if he gets down to 51 to ride her, he's going to be hungry mentally, physically, everything, isn't he, when he gets out there?
I told him we'll go through the first drive through at McDonald's on the way out of the track for him.
Have a candlelit dinner in the driveway.
Oh, a big slinger.
Yeah, you wouldn't sling a broken arm. What are you talking about? Now, you're going to run her in the Moya at Moonee Valley, the 1,000. That'll be her first up run. And being a 3-year-old, she gets in on 50. And Craig Williams booked a rider.
Yeah, Craig's been booked and had a good association with Craig. He's a good mate of mine. And I think he'll suit the filly, especially around the valley. And he's a leading jockey down there. So we're pretty lucky to get a leading jockey that can ride that weight. He's on standby just in case Betty can't get the weight. Obviously, Ben will know within a month of the race whether he's a legitimate chance of getting to the weight. So, he'd be a great jockey to have if we could get one on the, if Ben could ride her. So he gets a feel of her. Yeah, the valley, I think it'd be a nice place to start off a campaign, 1,000 metres. She's probably not seasoned enough yet to take on a 1,200 first up back from a spell. She's still learning a trade, and being fresh, I'd be concerned that she might really get running and do herself a bit of damage first up. We want her cherry ripe for that Everest. So, unfortunately, we have to go to Melbourne, but it is what it is. And the main thing is that we've got to ride on that big day.
You know what? It still amazes me, Gary, when you look, and here's Craig Williams riding at 50, so he's going to be about 49 to ride that night at the Moya. When he started riding, the steward said to his dad, he's going to be too big. He was 57 kilos at the time, so this kid's never going to make it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and they said, he'll never make it. It's a waste of time. And his dad said, well, give him a go. Just encourage him, see how he goes. And here he is riding it. He can get way out 49 to ride 50.
Yeah, right. Well, I remember Tommy Berry and Nathan Berry when they were kids riding around the streets on their bikes, annoying us all. We used to take our horses out for afternoon walks. They were funny little buggers. They'd ride their bikes around, send everyone off crazy, and they'd be telling everyone they were going to be apprentice jockeys, but they looked like they were going to be big kids. They looked like, honestly, I thought they were no way to get to being apprentices, and they just stopped growing, probably starved. Parents probably starved them.
You just put the boot into everyone today, aren't you?
No. Look, I know Johnny Berry well. He never laughed over that because the kids were just, they were driven, mate. If they wanted to do something, both them kids, they just did it,
Exactly.
Fantastic kids to have around.
Well, great to catch up with you as always. Good luck today, and let's hope you spoil Peter Snowden's day in the last. There you go.
Oh, he's hard man to spoil, though, that's for sure. So, anyway.
You're probably listening to this thing and no, you're not. I'll
if
get
I
you.
If I meet him, I'll try not to smile.
What are you talking? You'd be like a cat coming out of a fish shop.
Doesn't happen very often, mate. You've got to take it when you get it.
Yeah, too right. You've got to enjoy everyone.
Always hard to beat that camp, that's for sure.
Too right. Good on you, Gary. Good luck,
thanks, mate. Thank you.